Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, baseball fans. The game is over.
Welcome to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show.
After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 17 years. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen.
Tim Allen's here. What do you got, Tim?
We'll hear the highlights.
And that one's hit high and deep to right. Suzuki back. Grown man home run by Rowdy Tellez. And the Brewers have the lead.
We'll hear from the manager and the players. We'll discuss the topics from the fans to the front office.
I like Tim's perspective.
History is made each and every year. And we're talking about it. 17 years of coverage after each game. Here's your host, Tim Allen.
It is a final as the Brewers get the victory, the final of the game, the series, and of course the biggest news of all, the losing streak is over, and we knew we would get here, didn't we, folks? Yes, we did. Welcome in, everybody. Gene Wagner, Plumbing Postgame Show. After a 4-1 Brewers victory to take the third and final game of this weekend set in Washington, D.C. against the Nationals, and yeah, this is the way you draw it up. You go out there and you win a baseball game because, you, as Craig Counsell said yesterday, you have a chance. You have a chance to make it right tomorrow, and today was his tomorrow yesterday. And they get it done. And just at some point it had to go like this, and they get it done. Finally back into the win column, and that just feels good. I mean, it really does, guys. You knew it would end at some point, and Jason Alexander was the one that kind of held steady through, well, at least 4 2/3 innings of work, just allowing a run, and that set the table. The bullpen got it done, and they turned things a little bit. The worm is turned. Hang with them. All that stuff. Well, it pays off at least for today, and the Brewers go to 34-28. And if you're scoreboard watching, which you probably should be by now, I don't know, I do all season. The Brewers go to 34-28 with a Cardinals loss today. The Brewers will be back within that half game mark of the front running St. Louis Cardinals, which is a pretty mortifying way to look at it. You know, you thought they'd go box to wire, the Brewers, in first place. I didn't. A lot did. And I thought the Cardinals would have a semblance of taste of first place at some point, and they do. And so now the Brewers got a race on their hands. We'll get to Craig Counsell in just a second here, but really the more horrific thought is that had the playoffs started yesterday, the Brewers would have been out. That part of it is a tough pill for me to swallow. And the reason why is how good they've been, high watermark of 14 games over 500, as well as expanded playoffs this year. I mean, how long ago was it, not that long ago, that we were talking about the Brewers getting one of the top two seeds here in the National League? And that's not out of the question here. I'm not going to give that up, certainly not in June. You're seeing streaking teams here this year. It might be you've heard a team streak in 87. How about the league streak is what's going on? You have, what, 14 consecutive losses for the LA Angels. That cost them a manager. Phillies go on a bad losing streak. It cost Joe Girardi his job. You see the Atlanta Braves streaking to a 10 or 11 game winning streak as of late. Phillies bounce right back and win, what, 8 or 9 in a row? The Brewers lose 8 in a row. I mean, this is sort of weird. So now the Brewers can get on a winning streak, and I don't care if it's the Mets. You know, I heard something, and I don't wanna call them out on this, but it is perspective, and some people would say that it's non-biased and that it's objective and realistic to look at it this way. This is a comment I heard today. Let's see how, and this is from a broadcast. Let's see how the Brewers stack up against the Mets. I just don't like that part. I really don't. How about that? Let's see how the Mets stand up against the Brewers or stack up against the Brewers or match up against the Brew Crew. That might have been the way to go. I don't know. Just little things like that. It just bothers me. Good news today. Brewers do get the victory. I want to get your comments here now. 414-799-1250. Craig Counsell now, along with Phil Garner, the most wins as a manager in a Milwaukee Brewers uniform. And think about that for a second. And I know this, we all knew this was coming. I mean, we didn't have the countdown, you know, let's go to the tote board and scratch off another win. But, you know, we knew this was coming. Does it seem like Craig Counsell is the winningest manager in franchise history? It just doesn't to me. I don't know why it just doesn't, and it still hasn't kind of soaked in for me fully. The numbers are what the numbers are. Win number 563 today to tie Phil Garner all time. And then you think about it, and it should make sense, though, because he's the longest tenured NL manager as we speak, third longest tenured manager in all of baseball. But if we just focus on the Brewers here, guys, he's been here since 2015 as manager. May of 2015. And you talk about slowing the calendar down here a little bit. That's 7 years. It just doesn't seem like that. Doesn't it seem like just the other day that, wow, Craig Counsell, a young new manager of the Milwaukee Brewers. Honestly, it feels like 3 or 4 years, at best even. All right, we are live here in the Lakeland University Studios, the leader in online education. Learn on your terms at lakeland.edu. My name is Tim. Nice to meet you. And this dude over here, I don't get to work with him very often anymore. I mean, really, not even self-proclaimed, but I will proclaim him as an NBA guru. Mayor Mitch Ross, how are you, buddy?
I am good. I must be the good luck charm, Tim. I mean, it's been a minute since we've worked together. It's been a minute since the Brewers got a victory. And I walk through the door and look what happens.
I think you're on Tuesday. Brewers with an off day tomorrow. We're just going to team streak you for a while.
Okay. I mean...
I don't know if Evan and Tim Stadium Shea would like that, but I don't know.
I mean, it's better than a hunger strike, right?
True. Whatever it takes to get this crew on the right path. You
no
know?
Kidding. No kidding.
All right, so Craig Counsell, your thoughts on Counsell. I've got a show next win. There's some pretty interesting quotes from a lot of current and former players that I want to read to you, but not today. We'll get to that on the next win, which will be Tuesday night. I'm hopeful for that. But for today... Does it seem like Craig Counsell should be the winningest manager in franchise history? It just seems weird to me that's a fact. 799-1250, 4-1, they get it done. Alexander 4 2/3 of one run ball, and then the offense breaks out. Willy Adames breaks out. Christian Yelich another hit. He's got now 11 hits in his last 6 games. 5 of those in the leadoff position. Adames, a two-run shot, a solo shot, McCutchen, a solo shot, and the bullpen, just like you draw it up right now. As soon as you had the lead mid-game, this is the way you draw it. It's Hobie Milner, because there's no Gott right now. He's on the IL. Hobie Milner to bridge the gap, Box, Williams, Hader, let's go. Let's get on a flight, have an off day in New York, and then face the Mets for 3 on Tuesday. All right, where do you want to start here, Mitch? Let's go to Brewer Mike, our Sunday get-together. Mike, you're on the Fan. What's going on?
Hey, Tim. Oh, thank God. I mean, we needed this, didn't we, buddy?
Yeah, oh, man. It's just what a difference. And this is how this works somehow. We knew it was coming. It's just sometimes you don't know when.
Yeah, but, Tim, you know, I watch these games, you know, like you and everyone else, and it's just like I can't figure out how they have a game like this today. And, you know, the last 2 days, they basically just fell on their you-know-what. I mean, the pitching is suspect. It's getting – they're getting tired, okay? I mean, this Seinfeld guy, Alexander, today, I mean, he was out of this world.
Mike, he's got three starts, and I know a lot of people tend to focus on the positive because that's the lightning rod, and that's what people talk about, and Yelich is no longer this, and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, these are one of the surprises that happen that fly under the radar here in a positive form. Jason Alexander now has three starts this year. Now, let's keep in mind, this is Jason Alexander. This isn't Burns, Peralta, Woodruff, Hauser, Lauer, Ashby. This is none of them. This is Jason Alexander. Three starts thus far this year. He's got a 2.16 ERA.
Tim, I was upset today when Council took him out because I wanted him to get the win. I mean,
I agree.
And I love Craig Council, and I'm with you. I can't believe he's going to be the winningest manager. I always thought it was Ned Yost. But you know, what am I thinking? I guess I'm old guy getting forgetful or whatever. But the key thing is, this guy. I mean, yeah, he's probably going to get on the bus tonight, and he's going to go, damn, you know, one more batter, and I would have had my first win. You know, I mean, you gotta think he's in the hotel kind of maybe crashing the wall or, you know, throwing the yellow pages up against the wall saying, damn it, I had one more out and I could have had it. Hey, let's face it, you or I, if we're Alexander, we'd be peed off too. I mean, let the guy work out of it. I mean, he's pitched his heart out. And I'll tell you what, as far, and like you just said, with all the other gentlemen, you know, that, you know, we have on the staff, this guy's going to be like the next Bruce Kieschnick. You know, he's going to be that guy in October. We're going to say, boy, thank God we had Alexander, and he probably still only have like two wins.
Who would have thought he'd be the stopper? He was the stopper of this losing streak. No, nobody. And Mike, you got a call today? What do you got?
I'll tell you what, though. I talked to my boss and. We need you guys to get hooked up down here. We've got beer, and we need to make it happen. You just tell me who I got to call.
Yeah, I need to just feel a little bit better before I get out and about here.
Well, you hang in there, my friend, and you know, I love you, and you take care, my friend.
All right, take it easy. There he is, Brewer Mike, 799-1250. Craig Council, if you want to grab cut four there, Mitch, for me, and we're going to go out of order just a little bit. Go to cut four on the counts. This was back in May of 2015. Now, again, if you just tuned in, Brewers get the victory. They snapped the 8-game losing streak. They went 4-1 today. This was back with this win, Craig Council goes to 563 in the win column, 563 victories. To tie Phil Garner for most in franchise history as any manager in a Brewers uniform. So we go back to 2015, and on MLB Network, Matt Vasgersian, of all people, was interviewing Craig Council at the time, and he asked him, you know, the 12-year-old Craig Council running around at Old County Stadium and his pop working for the team, and he's got Molitor and Yount running around, and, you know, he's going to be a... He's you know, hanging out and standing around with big time at later years Hall of Famers when you think about it. But Vasgersian on MLB Network asked him, "Did you ever envision the 12-year-old Craig Council as manager of the Milwaukee, not just a player, but as a manager of the Milwaukee Brewers?" And this is what Craig had to say.
Well, it would. I don't know how I'd even. I don't think that was in his head. I know he loved baseball. And I know baseball was his passion, and I know growing up a great Brewer fan. If you told him that, he would have been, I'm in. You know, so to have it happen is, you know. But that's how you think. You know, and I've been watching games in '82, watching the '82 team that went to a World Series. So, it's. You know, look, this is the team you grew up rooting for. This is a team you got to play for. It's a team you've been working for the last couple of years. It means a lot to you. And for this to be the opportunity that you get, it's a great thing.
Yeah, that was Craig Counsell 7 years ago. I mean, wow. And to think that he's got a four-season streak going right now, postseason action. He does, and he stood true to what he said back in May of 2015, and we'll hear that later on in the show, when he said he cares about the logo, and that was the one, and I've talked to Craig about this over the years, that's the one thing that raised my eyebrows in such a good way, that he cares about this team. He's a fan. It would be like you know, being a coach or head coach or a coach or a player of the Green Bay Packers. You grew up as a huge fan. Then you get to put the logo on. That's what happened to Craig Counsell. It's like a dream. It really is. It's literally going to, well, for the old folks that watch Fantasy Island, you remember that show? It would be like a fantasy thing. But he gets there. He gets to play. He wins World Series. Unfortunately, not in a Brewers uniform as a player. But then he plays for the team he grew up around. Now he manages a team he grew up around. You can't write a script like that, and that's why I've always said he's going to win a World Series with this team. He's going to manage a World Series victory with this team because of that script I just walked you through. That script, those things happen. Guys, it just seems those things happen More times than you would ever think. 799-1250. Let's see. Where do you want to go here, Mitch? All right, Marshall, you're next on the fan. What's going on, Marshall?
Well, good afternoon, guys. Welcome back, Mayor Mitch. I've always enjoyed you when you were on, and your NBA knowledge is terrific, too. When the Bucks will get it going next year again. Mark my words. But anyway, you mentioned 2015, Tim. Good move there. I remember it very well. I remember that line very well. And Mayor Mitch doesn't know me as well, but for yours truly here, 2015 was otherwise a difficult year. The great Dean Smith, the great Jimmy Everett, and the great Bill Guthridge all passed away that year. Three people who I revered greatly, as you know, with my tennis ties, my Tar Heel ties. But Craig Counsell, that line, and what has happened the last 7 years, guys, it couldn't be better. It just could not have been better scripted, and you know, it's just tremendous. And I know that the last time I called in, I've been very busy. I've had functions this weekend to go to, church functions, political functions, things like that. I'm glad to call in on the day we broke the streak, guys. And I felt good, though. I caught the end of the game yesterday, and I felt good, even though we lost. Got five runs late, you know, and if Tellez just had some better luck, who knows, we might have snapped this sucker yesterday. That was just some bad luck, which has just been part of baseball, as you've been saying, Tim. We sometimes, you know, they always say you make your luck, you make your breaks. Well, sometimes the losing breaks can be contagious too, but you know what? I had a great feeling about today that we were gonna snap out of this sucker. I've been outside in the nice weather working today and doing things, guys. But I caught the end of it. Caught McCutchen's home run. It was great. And let's just hope we can carry this momentum now into New York and do well. I originally thought 1 out of 3 there, realistically, but hey. Who knows? It's baseball. We could go in there, win that series, especially now with a win and a day off coming up. I'm very excited. But thank you for the history of Craig Counsell there, because I don't know. We'll see if he wins a World Series. But you know what? I've heard you go back in sports history plenty of times, guys, when you hear those things, the logo comment, I'll never forget it. Mm-hmm. That can sometimes be very prophetic on a lot of great things. And let's just, hey, Tim, keep up the optimism and guys, let's go get the Mets. I've got relatives in New York who love the New York teams, but let's go get them. This is Milwaukee. Let's show this nation we still have a very good baseball team here in so-called flyover country. And I'll let some of your callers get on, and you have a great show as always, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Marshall. The thing with the Mets, this inferiority thing that, oh, my gosh, we got to go in there and face the Mets. Look out. Hey, how about there's a baseball game at 6:10 on Tuesday night? It's a game between the Brewers and the Mets. That's what that is. This isn't David and Goliath here. Marshall's right. Let's just see. You can't predetermine that, oh my gosh, they're going to lose. Your thoughts on Craig Counsell. And it's been 7 years. He now is the winningest manager, along with Phil Garner, in franchise history as manager. It doesn't seem like that long. And I know what people are going to say. It's probably out there on Twitter now, right now. Oh, Tim's got his love affair going with Craig Counsell again. Yeah. Dude's a good manager. He's going to be a great manager. It takes a while, and he's on his way to doing that. Will he win a World Series? I think so. I do. In my heart of hearts, I believe this. You can't write scripts like this. And how often in the world of sports do these fairy tale, almost fantasy-like matchups come about? Who would have thought? Gruden leaves the one team and he goes to the other league, the other conference, and then they end up facing each other in a Super Bowl. You can't write that stuff, can you? Those things just happen. I mean, what is it this year, Mitch? You might know a little bit more than me. Did I read that Russell Wilson, after a million years, goes from the Seahawks to the Broncos? And then, oh my goodness, week one, are they playing each other? Or they're spotlighted on like a primetime game?
I'm not sure, but I wouldn't be surprised. I mean,
yeah, those things, you can't write those things. Tom Brady goes from New England and everyone in an uproar, and then he goes out and first year wins a damn Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. That's the way this feels to me with Counsell. Now, in a broader sense, it's not going to be immediate, obviously, because it's been seven years. But I think it's coming. I really do. 799-1250. It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing postgame show. Losing streak is gone as the Brewers get a 4-1 victory. We'll be right back here on The Fan.
Celebration. We gonna celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. What play got you the most excited from today's game? Did it get you up off the couch? It's time for the Call of the Game, presented by the 5 O'Clock Steakhouse. 5 O'Clock Steakhouse, Wisconsin's number one steakhouse by the Food Network. Visit them and make online reservations at 5oclocksteakhouse.com.
It is over. The game and the losing streak, a 4-1 final today. Thank goodness. My goodness. How did that happen? You look back on it now, and we're going to look back on it throughout the season and say, "What? How in the world did they lose 10 of 11? There's no way that this team should have lost 10 of 11, but they did. But it's over, including 8 straight. It's over now, 4-1 victory. Call of the game, Brewers up 1-0 on a Willie Adames RBI double, and it stayed that way to the mid portion of the game until the fifth inning with a man aboard. It was once again Willie Adames.
This year, that was early in the schedule, late April, Adames hits that one firmly, deep into left center field. This one is up and out of here. Willie Adames scolds one out. Two-run shot. It comes with two outs, and it's 3-0 Brewers, and Adames has all three RBIs.
Yeah, there it is on Bally Sports Wisconsin, our call of the game. Brian Anderson on that call. 3-0 at that point. Then it was 3-1, and you're like, okay, get to the back end. Box Williams Hader. This should be a win, and just for insurance, they get Kutch, a solo shot in that ninth inning. For the 4-1 victory, Call of the Game brought to you by 5 O'Clock Steakhouse. Home grill kits available to you right now at 5oclocksteakhouse.com. 414-799-1250. Craig Counsell ties Phil Garner for the most victories as any Brewer manager. And your thoughts on that as well as the losing streak being over. Let's go to Justin, who is at the game today. Justin, you're on the fan. This has got to feel good. Anytime you snap a losing streak like this, this is a good day.
Hey, it feels great, Tim. Like, seeing these guys finally come together and put this talent to work. This is the thing, man. It never rains forever in a place, right? So the sun had to come out at some point. This Milwaukee Brewers team is talented enough to beat anybody. Anybody. And I know we had a lot of doubt and all that stuff, and that's totally understandable. But the thing is, you go through lumps and stuff like this in May and June. I'd much rather have a losing streak now than have one at the end of the year like we did last year.
Justin, you follow this team maybe more so than most Brewer fans I know. You watch the big league club. You're at the big league games. You're at the big league games on the road, at home. You're at the minor league affiliates watching young prospects. And I'll tell you what, you know that it takes a lot that happens in an 8-game losing streak or any losing streak. The calls don't go your way. Soft contact goes against you. Challenges go against you. Ejections happen, bad calls, just bad karma, bad luck. It takes a lot to happen. That doesn't last forever.
It does not. And this team is too talented. We have too many veteran leadership. Like my son Kobe when I called the other day. We have McCutcheon. We have Yelich. We have guys that have been through the playoffs, who have been MVPs in this league. Guys who know how to win. But lastly, Tim, and I'm going to let you go because I know it's loud as crap here. Craig Counsell, if he's not the best manager in Brewers history, After we win Tuesday, he will be then. All the debates, and we know about the World Series and yada, yada, yada. We're getting there this year. He's going to do it. I just took my winnings from the golf course last week, and I put it all on the Brewers to win the World Series. So we're going to go ahead and make some money this year, Tim.
There you go, Jay. All right, Justin. Thanks, man. There you go. Okay. Now that's a good way to end that call. This is the proper way to start this next call, though.
Hey. Yeah. Boys.
My man, Court, you're on the Fan.
Making noise, baby. Them boys. That was a rough 8 days.
A really rough 8 days. That was like that hangover that won't go away the next day.
Oh, man, that was like getting stuck in the house for 12 days with COVID and your wife nagging over because you still can't pay the bills. I don't know what that was like, but... You know what? It was rough, but it's over now. And you know what? The glass still stays half full, because if you're going to go through a funk like this, get it out of the way now, baby.
Yep.
Get it out of the way now. Adamus, back in the fold. Council, good job, buddy. Keep on keeping on, Council. I'm not going to ever say that I saw another manager like Council in my lifetime, in my Brewer lifetime. I saw a lot of managers come in and out, this, this, that, and the other, but I've never had more confidence in one manager in the Council. And he's here now, and he's going to be here for the foreseeable future. If you ask me, he's done too much for this organization that's never been done before. And, I mean, I woke up yesterday, and he was playing for us, and then I woke up today, and he's the best manager in history of Brewers. I mean, what's going on with him?
I know that. We need to slow this all down. It's just going too fast.
It's a little too much. But look, we back in the fold, baby. We got this W. The boys is feeling good. They're feeling real good. They're going to go home tonight, and they're going to sleep good on this, wake up tomorrow morning, and feel refreshed on the East Coast of New York, and I feel like we're going to get back on the same track.
That's
love
exactly
you, Tim.
Right.
Them boys, baby.
All right, take it easy. See you later, Court. Been calling. He might have been the first caller ever on this show. I don't know if... We went through about 10 years ago, just so you know, which is really kind of heartbreaking to me, just and for listeners and everybody that have followed this show for many, many years. There was a hard drive that kind of went awry and got sideways on us, and we lost a bunch of material. I don't know if you remember that, Mitch, but we lost just a ton of archived stuff.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that a couple of, probably 5 years ago now, or you know, something where, you know, I think there have been other events as well in our company's history that have, you know, we've lost some things too. But I mean, that stuff is just gold, right? I mean,
yeah. I would love to go back and fish out some of the interviews with managers like Ken Maka or Ron Renicki or Ned Yost. Even,
well, I mean, Ned is definitely gold. I mean, anything that came out of that guy's mouth was amazing.
I mean, those of you that don't remember that stuff, and again, a lot of the stuff was lost, but could you imagine right now, just roll that clock back and a Tim and Sparky interview with Ned Yost?
That happened. That's when I became a fan of the show, was that era of Brewers baseball. I mean, that was so much fun back then.
And you know, I will say this, that not being a little gun shy, but you had to be careful with Ned Yost a little bit, but let me at him. I mean, could you see Tim and Sparky today doing an interview with Ned Yost? Oh.
It'd be different. I would say that.
Oh, that would be buckle in, man. Yeah. That would be, hey, let's have a conversation. 799-1250. Where do you want to go, Mitch?
We got Steve in Waukesha.
Hello, Steve. You're on the Fan.
Hey, Tim. I haven't called in for probably a year or so, but just felt like I had to call in today after you read off that chronological order of Council they make movies about that. I mean, that's just a dream, like you said, a dream come true. I've seen movies made about stuff like that. As far as I'm concerned, I think they should sign him to a lifetime contract because I don't think we could ever find another a better manager than that. I mean, he's so laid back and he gets along with his players. He's not too high. He's not too low. He's just even keeled, and I just love it that he's our manager.
I just put it, let me put it to you this way, and I'm not saying that he wouldn't care about winning or losing if he were managing another team. But I think the human condition or the human nature comes into this when you talk about you're a fan of this team. You grew up a fan of this team. Now, obviously, Craig was his upbringing was around baseball. So, number one, you're a baseball fan. But number two, put yourself in that situation. Yeah. It's that he does care more about this team than he would another. And that's not a knock on him. That's not saying he's derelict in his duties if he were managing another team. You can't help that this means more to him than had he been the manager of, I don't know, pick a team, the Seattle Mariners.
I love what you said about, you know, like just being us as a common person and like us being in that situation and being able to coach and manage a team that we grew up with. I think all of us would, that would be like unbelievable, an unbelievable dream.
Thank you, Steve. It's good hearing from you again, and we'll talk again throughout the summer, man. It's going to be a race. It will be, and they'll be.
Thanks, Timmy.
You got it.
Who'd have thought after we lost that 8-game losing streak, that we only be a half game up behind the Cardinals? They're losing today. They're going to lose. So, hey, I'll take the losing streak now. Hey, we're turning back the clock, and we're not looking back. We're going forward now, and now it's our division for sure.
No doubt. Thanks for the call. And you talk about Council being one of us. He is. I know he makes a bunch of money. I know what kind of car he drives. I do. I do know how much his second house costs. I do. About $2.1 million. So that's whatever. But he is one of us when it comes to this logo. I talked to someone recently, I'm not going to name names in the situation, that had an opportunity to sit down with Craig Council for, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 minutes. And he said this was his quote, that he's like one of us. When you get him outside the zone a little bit, not in front of the media, not in front of the cameras and microphones and the scribes, he's just a dude from Wisconsin. I've talked to Craig Council about Summerfest and, you know, his upbringing in this area and, you know, all those things that we do as Brewer fans, as Wisconsinites. And this individual had said that Craig is just, you wouldn't have known he's the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers. You wouldn't have known he's got a couple of World Series rings. You wouldn't have known that he played for the Brewers. You wouldn't have known any of that, just sitting around, just whatever, just hanging out, checking out his phone, just like we do. But I thought it was somewhat prophetic in that this individual said, Tim, he's just like one of us. Now, does he have to play the part as manager? It's a tremendous responsibility. Got to watch what you do, watch what you say. Everything's in an effort to keep unity on that team, to keep the drive, keep winning, keep all these things going. You may not appreciate or like all of his calls. I didn't like one today. I didn't like him taking an opportunity to get a victory for Jason Alexander away from him. But it worked. I mean, I didn't like it, but it worked. Taking him out after 4 2/3. You can't qualify for the victory unless you go 5 full. And then he maintained that lead. And he went to Hobie Milner to face a lefty. They countered with Franco right there. So it turned out to be a lefty-righty matchup. But he apparently liked that more than he would have Alexander against the lefty. And it worked. I didn't like it. I didn't. And you're not going to agree with everything. But let's not let that distort you. from what he has done and what he is for the Brewers. I do. As Steve just said, our last caller. And this book is being written. This movie is being filmed. And imagine that. Imagine that. Now fast forward. You know how quickly the 7 years went by. But now fast forward to what would happen if he does, or in my case, in my opinion, when he does. Think of that journey being told. His dad working at County Stadium. He gets to go out and field a few ground balls, run around in a clubhouse, meet Hall of Famers, grow up around the world of baseball, goes to Notre Dame, gets drafted, plays for a couple of different teams. One of the smaller guys against his peers. Goofy batting stance and all. Which I'm still puzzled about. That I haven't talked to him about yet. I should make that a point. Mitch, shouldn't I talk to him about that goofy stance he had?
I don't even know how he could see the ball, to be honest with you. I mean, with his back turned to the pitcher, I mean, it's definitely one of the most unique batting stances probably in baseball history. I don't know if guys back in the 1800s or whatever hit like that, but you definitely, I haven't seen anything like that in my lifetime.
Well, you see it at Little League games.
Well, yeah, I mean, you do. Some of those kids get pretty creative with,
they
you
do.
Know, they let the guys they see on TV creep in a little. I know I did when I played Little League, you know, changed my batting stance every game.
And then he's instrumental in winning a World Series.
Yeah.
And then he comes back to Milwaukee, and I thought even at that time that was underplayed a little bit. Not that he was going to be the superstar. I'm not saying that. And we all know his role. He knew his role. He even pokes fun at himself regarding the way he played and what his roles were. You know, utility guy, just a baseball rat type of dude. I think that's why they love Jace Peterson so much. It's kind of very similar to the way Craig Counsell played. Just do it all. Just, you're so experienced in and around the dirt that you just, nothing's gonna get into you to where you fall off. You're always gonna be a nice player, but nothing great. And then he retires, and he said, "Well, what am I gonna do now?" Doug Melvin scoops him in and says, "Well, you can be my personal assistant." I think the plan was laid then. It just seemed weird to me that, wow, you're going to do a front office assistant job? Got into the broadcast booth, and I recall talking about this on this show. He did a really good job as a broadcaster. I'm not naming names, but far better than some that have done it in this market. That experience, you know, gave him the opportunity to throw well, to play well into a microphone. And then out of the blue, it's like, well, we're going to offer him the manager job. And then he survives a new GM at that time and retains his job. And a lot of times it works the opposite. New GM comes in, out goes the manager. He stays. There has to be something there. And then couple of years of rebuild and four consecutive years into the postseason. Unheard of in these parts. And now what's the next step? I don't think it's just making the World Series, guys. I don't think that's the next step. We're a horse apiece at that point. Then it'll be five straight. If you get to the World Series and lose this year, that's just merely five straight into the postseason. We're right back to where we began this offseason. I think it is winning the World Series. That's the next step for Craig Counsell. That bookends all of this. Final chapter. After that, I think most Brewer fans would just say, I'm good for a while. You win the World Series, whatever, Counts. You can make any pitching move. I'm not going to complain about you anymore. Well, I don't know about going that far. Maybe I'll have a problem with the lineup, even after winning a World Series. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell from the day he was hired as manager of this organization to the minutes after this win tonight. We'll come full circle from May of 2015 to June, what's the date here, 12th? To June 12th of 2022. We'll hear it all next. If you guys want to jump in here, 414-799-1250. Gene Wagner Plumbing postgame show. Brewers losing streak is over. They win today, 4-1 the final. We'll be right back, 1250 AM The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. Let's get the scoop from the skipper on today's game on 1250 AM The Fan.
Welcome back. 4-1. The losing streak is now over, and the Brewers back to what's the final? Did they go final in that St. Louis Cincinnati game?
It was 7-4 in the bottom of the ninth. I do believe it did go final. Let me get you the 7-6. Cincinnati did win 7-6.
Okay, so the Brewers a half game out.
Those Cardinals always make it interesting, don't they?
They do. And you know what scares you though? Just you talk about scripts and, you know, stories and movies that are being written in and around the sports world. Look at the Cardinals with the big three back together for the final hurrah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, how disgusting is that?
That is. That's nauseating.
I mean, they're on TV, and I'm watching that, and I see Albert, and I just, I don't know. Yeah. I have a, I don't know, just a gag reaction whenever I see that guy on the TV.
Disturbing and frightening thought, but that's what makes sports kind of cool. We'll get to Craig Counsell, and again, we'll go back to May of 2015. It just doesn't seem like it was all that long ago, but a little over seven years ago, Craig Counsell was hired as manager of this baseball team, and then we'll get to his comments after the losing streak ends today with a 4-1 victory. Let's get to our typical Sunday call with Beer Count Kenny in New London. Is that where you're at?
Timmy, I'm on the Embarrass River in New London, Wisconsin. And if you were here right now and looking at what I'm looking at, you'd be losing your mind. So hang
really?
On, folks.
What are you looking at?
For all you people out there that ain't looking at what I'm looking at. And a Brewer win.
What are you looking at?
Well, there's several women in bikinis that are just up the way here from me that are on the riverbank that would absolutely make your hair stand up. I mean, absolutely fan-damn-tastic.
Okay, good enough.
So with that being the case, Timmy, it's Cocoa Butter City here, and it is Africa hot here. It's like 80-some degrees. It's beautiful. But the Brewers do exactly what we talked about yesterday. You know, when I said they were going to get through this, they were going to get that first win, get after that losing streak, things were going to change dramatically. Well, this is the turning point, because in a 162-game season, it's going to happen. You're going to go through stretches where people get hurt, where your star pitchers get hurt, where your offense isn't running right. Everything kind of goes sideways, and that's just the way it is. But then you correct it, and you move on. And that's what's happening. Now, I want to talk to you about a little bit about Craig Counsell. You and I are about the same age. Mm-hmm. Counsell used to play in the Braveland. He played against a lot of my buddies when he was with Whitefish Bay. And Lance Painter, remember that guy, Lance Painter?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lance Painter was a very good pitcher. He ended up going to Colorado, played at Nicolet. Good guy, along with my buddy Al. And the reality is Craig Counsell, yeah, he is a down-to-earth guy. Another good friend of mine owns a bar in Brookfield. He's a neighbor of Craig Council. We talk all the time. He talks about Craig being this down-to-earth, super nice guy. People don't know really who he is until you actually get to meet him. He's a Wisconsin boy. You would know he had a nickel in his pocket. And that's just the reality of
Council. Until you see what he's driving.
Yeah. Do I agree with how he runs the team and manages it at times? You know me, Tim. What have I said throughout the years? I get so angry with this guy sometimes. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Well, you again, baseball's okay with that, and I think people need to understand that it's okay to disagree with managers in a strategic decision within a game. It's all right to do that, to pick apart a lineup, to pick apart a bullpen move, et cetera, et cetera. A defensive replacement, a double switch, a starting pitcher. What are we going to do here? It's okay to do that. You know, pick the best manager that you think was the best manager in all of baseball. I don't know if it was Bobby Cox or Tommy Lasorda or Sparky Anderson or Earl Weaver or even current, you know, Dave Roberts and some of these guys. Okay, even those guys who you think are the best managers ever in the game, Casey Stengel, whoever it might have been, we're going to disagree with their decisions too. That's the love affair of baseball. That's why we love the game. That doesn't mean we dislike the person personally. It just means we disagree with the decision.
Correct. One of my favorites is Joe Torre. You know, you look at how Joe ran the Yankees, you know, and it's hard to argue with that success, but you're 100% right. And that's, as fans, that's the latitude we get. We can do that. And we should do that. Why? Because without us, it used to be without us, the game really didn't go on. The game can still go on because of TV, but we still have to watch it. But the fact of the matter is that that's what, you know, and guys that have played the game, and guys that, and women that have played, and people that don't play, you still have that right to complain and make comments and say what you want to say. As long as you're not crossing the line when you're at the games and losing your mind and getting goofy and that kind of stuff where it just becomes just silly. But, yeah, that's what makes the great American game all what it is. And baseball is. Baseball unites people. And so with that being said, you know, Council's on the cusp potentially of taking this team to a World Series at some point in time. You know, he's taken a team four times to the playoffs consecutively. And so with that being said, let's see if he can figure it out. It does take time, especially when you're the skipper. You have all the responsibility of managing every personality and every manager. It's up to you. You hired him. You got to deal with him. Now, you don't bring everybody in, but it's still your responsibility to make the ship upright and running smoothly, regardless of what the water is. And with that being the case, I give Craig Council credit. The Brewers, as a whole, do I still believe they can win 100-plus games? Absolutely. It's just a matter of time before they get their guys back healthy, Stearns makes some more moves, brings some guys in, gets rid of some guys. That's what baseball is, and that's why we love the game. And the post-game show, Timmy, you know we're going to get together soon. And one time you're going to come with me on one of these little junkets, and you're going to enjoy yourself. You can do the show live from wherever the hell we're at.
Is there a casino nearby? Is there a casino nearby? I'm thinking there
might be. Actually, you know what? Yeah, you'd have to go to Green Bay from here. If you know where New London is, it's like 38 miles away, Green Bay.
That's not bad.
No, I just came back from Anheuser-Busch Waters. I'm sitting on a deck now over by the Embarrass River here with my buddy, and we're having a good time. And, oh, God, it's just one of these days. You know, it's a Sunday fun day, as you like to call it. And I love having Sunday fun days, my friend.
All right, take it easy. We'll talk soon.
We'll see you, buddy.
All right, there he goes. 799-1250 if you want to jump in here. Now let's go back to May of 2015. They hire Craig Council, and those of you that didn't like the move, I get you. They haven't won a World Series since, so if your bar is that high, then it would be a failure. He hasn't won a World Series. If your bar was to turn around the organization and be a consistent winner, whatever you define that as, that's okay too. You just heard our last caller talk about, you know, the ride to a World Series. You can disagree with that. When he said, "Hey, Stearns will make some moves, the team will get healthier, they get back on track," if you disagree with that, that's cool, because some will say, "No, it's the same old Brewers. They're going to do the same thing." Okay, that's all right. I mean, you know, you you think what you want to think, but the path, I think the course is being laid out here. And this goes back to 2015 in May. Craig Counsell was asked if it was surreal being the big league manager of the Brewers, and he sort of, could you envision him or himself being in this situation?
You know, surreal was playing. This is probably more where I thought it would always end up. In a position of leadership like this, so. You know, it's an honor and it's humbling, but. You know, I feel like this is what I was meant to do.
Yeah, and a lot of people will say in hindsight that this is where I expected to be. Most of the big league players, they just say that this is what I was on course to be as a big league baseball player. And Craig Counsell obviously thought the same thing as being a manager. This is the one that got me. And you go back to May of 2015, and this is the one that I was most impressed with. And it sort of connected Craig Counsell with a bunch of Brewers fans. It really did. Because, again, you have to envision yourself being in that situation, growing up in this state as a Brewers fan is bigger than being a big league manager for another organization. It just is. Will he do a better job? That's tough to measure. Will he care more? I believe so, because that's just is built in you. He cares more about this organization. And if he may, who knows? He may end up managing for another organization. I tend to doubt it, but it's possible. Would he care as much after a loss or a lost season? I don't think so. I really don't, because I don't think you can shut that off. This means more, just like you. The Brewers team means more. And he really cares about the logo, and he said so back in May of 2015.
It means a lot, and I touched on that. I mean, I'm a Brewer, and that, that means something. It does. The logo means something to me. It does. My dad worked here, Like I said, I've been at County Stadium since I was 10. So it does. It's part of you, and I think that just. It gets you more excited about it. It makes you want to work harder for it. Makes you want to work harder at it, because there is something more. I'm not looking at this as a job. This is not a second career. This is what I just my passion of what I want to do.
See what I'm saying here? You can't change that. And he admitted that. It makes you work harder. Think about that. Now think about that cut if he's hired as the Seattle Mariners manager in, 6 years. He's a young guy. Think about what Mariners fans, it makes you work harder because, so you're not going to work as hard for Seattle as you did in Milwaukee? That's telling to me. That really is. He went on to expand on that a little bit as a player, as a front office member, and now a manager.
Like Doug said, I've worked here as a player in the front office. I've watched Brewer games for 35 years. I'm a Milwaukee Brewer. I've always felt that way. Baseball in this city is important to me. It's part of me. I feel a responsibility for it. I always have. And I'm proud to have that responsibility. It's a great honor to move forward, to try to give the fans, what they deserve. I'm going to try to come in here and we're going to try to win games. That's my job, is to win games. And that's what I'm going to try to do every single day. I wake up, we're going to try to figure out a way to win baseball games.
Well, he won today 4-1, that's for sure. And he also has won more games than any other manager in a Brewers uniform, except Phil Garner, where they're now even at 563 victories. Boy, the time has just flown by. It just doesn't seem like it's been 7 years. But okay, let's get to today's post game as Craig Counsell. You got to be pretty pleased that the streak ends at 8, and Jason Alexander was a big part of it. Here's Counts after today's game.
Yeah, probably extra good with, you know, when we haven't won for a while. So it feels good for sure. And a lot of guys did good things. Got a great effort from the bullpen today. You know, excellent innings from everybody. Hobie Milner's been outstanding here. And you know, despite a bunch of losses in this stretch, he's been absolutely outstanding, and it was really good today. And I thought the key to the game, really.
What about Jason? Just, I mean, he was kind of playing in traffic, but how he was able to limit damage.
Yeah, I mean, he's done that a little bit here. But he's made pitches when he's had to, and you know, he's kept runs off the board, and I think he's gaining in confidence, and he pitches with a lot of poise, that's for sure. No situations are getting him rattled, and he's making pitches right now with men on base for sure.
How encouraging was the Donalds' day?
Yeah, I mean, those days were coming. I think we knew that. He's got off to a slow start since he's been back from the IL, but those days are coming. He's too good a hitter for them not to come. But you know, still, he got two huge hits and drove in them three runs today.
Getting back to Holby, how much of this do you think is confidence with him? You know, getting out there and stacking up successful outings and just building that for himself.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always a part of it. The way Hobie's year worked last year, I don't think we gave him necessarily, like, he was the guy that was optioned up and down, and so there was never, you know, he didn't get that opportunity. But he also got some feedback that he needed to be a little bit better, and he's been better. And I think he's, you know, solidifying himself and been very good against both lefties and righties. And has kind of figured out a way to do that, especially against right-handers. He's been very effective against them.
What happened with Darius?
Do you know, Mike, which hamstring? It's a right hamstring. He's day-to-day. He's day-to-day. We'll reevaluate him on Tuesday, not ruling him out to play on Tuesday.
All of the runs today came on two strikes, and Willie's came with two outs. I mean,
yeah.
What does that do to an opposing pitcher?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I'm trying to preach that in the dugout. Murph has a lot. It's just like keep going in these innings because it can happen with two outs. And Willie had a really nice at-bat there. He fouled off a really good change of the pitch before to just stay alive in the at-bat. So, you know, it matters. You know, offense hasn't been clicking. Things haven't been going well, but you get three outs in an inning, and we used them today.
Greg, I know we talked a little bit about it yesterday, but how much do you like Yelly in that leadoff spot now? You got a five-game snapshot, sort of. He's been on base quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's swinging the bat well. He's having good at-bats. He's hit some balls really hard. The hope is that, you know, when you do something like that, it's just a little change for him and a little kind of place to not start over but reset, and hopefully get a good feeling from it. And so far, so good.
I know you don't like talking about this stuff, but you tied Garner today with a win. Want to offer anything on that, or do you want to wait till you?
No, I mean, this is a wee milestone for sure, and it's about players as much. It's about players more than anything, and we've had some really, really good players that have done the heavy lifting and all that work. But certainly thankful to, you know, the people that have given me the opportunity, and Mark and Doug Melvin and David, and then, you know, all the people that have allowed me to get better at the job, hopefully, my coaching staff and all the other, Carl Miller in the front office, guys like that, that, you know, hopefully have helped me become better at this.
Greg,
But most of all, the hat tip goes to the players to me right now. They're the ones that do the heavy lifting every day. And, you know, I'm thankful that I've been able to watch some great players play Brewer baseball.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. It's time to dive inside the box score for today's game on 1250 AM The Fan.
All right, there you heard from Craig Counsell on not only the game, but the milestone of being tied now with Phil Garner for most wins as any Brewers manager, and he'll get the nod one above and the winningest manager in franchise history on Tuesday when they beat the Mets. How does that sound? If you missed the game, here's how it shook out. Let's read you some numbers here as the Brewers do get the victory 4-1. Christian Yelich today, 1-for-4 with a run scored. He has now 11 hits in his last six games, and five of those games in the leadoff position. So you just heard Counts refer to that as a little bit of a reset for Christian Yelich, and he's, you know, grabbed some 20-plus points in that span. So numbers headed in a nice direction. Willie Adames, big day today, 2-for-4, a run scored, 3 RBIs, an RBI double, a 2-run home run. Rowdy Tellez goes 1-for-4. Luis Urias removed from the game after a couple of at-bats. You heard the update there, day-to-day with the hamstring. Mark Mathias steps in, and he goes 0-for-2. And Andrew McCutchen, 1-for-4. It was a big one. One run scored, 1 RBI with the solo shot in that ninth inning. Omar Narvaez, a multi-hit game, 2-for-4. Renfro struggling just a little bit here as of late, 0-for-4. Jace Peterson, same deal, 0-for-4. Tyrone Taylor needed this, 2-for-3 with a run scored. As the there's the offensive numbers. Pitching lines today, Jason Alexander, he goes 4 2/3, allows 7 hits, 1 earned run, 3 walks, and a couple of strikeouts. I mean, a lot of traffic. But you just heard Craig Counsell talk about him, that, you know, lower heartbeat in those situations and doesn't really panic. And, you know, he threw in the ball game 83 pitches. ERA now through 3 starts, 2.16. It's a nice surprise here in 22's championship season. Hobie Milner takes over in that fifth, and he ends up going 1 1/3. Allows a hit, no runs, no walks, and a strikeout. Boxberger, 1 inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, and a pair of strikeouts. Devin Williams does his job. 1 inning, no hits, no runs, 1 walk, and a strikeout. And Josh Hader, 1 inning, no hits, no runs, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. That's flying under the radar here. Josh Hader bounces back after his first blemish his last time out. Brewers get 4 runs on 9 hits without an error. The Nationals just 1 run on 8 hits and no errors. The win goes to Hobie Milner. He goes now to 3-1. The loss to Espino. He is now 0-1. The save to Josh Hader, number 19. Brewers now 34-28 here in the 2022 championship season. You got to turn the page, good or bad. This was good. And an off day tomorrow. We'll check out the matchups, a big series in New York against the Mets starting on Tuesday. We'll see who's on the mound for both teams next here on The Fan.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. Time to turn the page and take a look at the crew's next game.
Okay, it is time to turn the page, even when the results are good, and they were today, a 4-1 victory to snap the 8-game losing streak. And before we get to that, can I just be an old guy here on the radio?
Boy.
And Mitch, I'm not picking on you at all.
I know where this is going.
I'm really not. But because this has come up a lot in the past few years. You had a little car issue yesterday, right?
Sure did.
What happened?
I had an Allen wrench jammed in my tire, and I pulled it out, and it started leaking. And
she went
flat in about 5 minutes.
Oh, man, that really stinks. So you opened up the trunk, got the spare out, had to change the tire, right?
Nope. You pull back in your parking spot and you call your roadside assistance and your hero in the neighborhood comes and bails you out and patches it up for $20 right on the spot.
I'm being non-judgmental here, just so everyone's aware of this. But I am really surprised at the amount of individuals that just don't know how to change a tire. I mean, I'm super surprised by that. Now, again, I'm not judging anybody. You don't want to change a tire, don't change a tire.
Yeah, I mean, but, it's a life skill. I mean, it's a life skill, and I should do it. I probably could do it. You know, YouTube, Google are very useful things, but I got more money than time, Tim, so... You know.
When your Alexa app is down, okay, Google that, you know, because your phone doesn't interface with it. That you can Google or something. But there was a requirement for myself and my sisters and my brother that you weren't driving. You didn't get your license until you knew how to change a tire, and that's that.
I mean, it might not be a bad idea to have that as part of the road test. I mean, just so people have that. Because I was lucky enough where I was able to... My car sat in my parking spot. I mean, but a lot of people might be on 94 West, you know, west of the Summit exit, you know, with semis whizzing by them at 85 miles an hour.
That
where,
I'll give
where,
you.
Where it's kind of fight or flight.
Yep.
And yep.
That part of it, you know, my pop also taught me that, hey, if it's the interstate, you just got to just limp it to the next exit and get off that interstate because people drift. And it's just not a good situation.
Right.
There's been some, you know, horror stories about that, and we all know that. But just in terms of, you know, being around town or whatever, it's just, I mean, maybe I should make a bunch of money and you know, give people lessons on how to change a tire. I mean, you loosen up the lug nuts first, because then you're not rocking the boat. You're not rocking the thing while it's on the jack. So you loosen them up first. You don't take the tire. The nuts all the way off. Find a good spot for the jack. Make sure it's level at the bottom. Jack it up a little bit until you get some clearance there. Have the spare right there next to you. Don't have it in the trunk, but have it right there next to you. Get the lug nuts off. Pull the flat tire off and immediately put the other tire on, because then if the jack does fall, at least you got the tire on. It's that pretty much that simple. I mean, are you nervous about it? Is that why?
I mean, I'm just curious. I didn't even try. I probably could have done it, but
you could have. Okay,
it's easier to use your resources. Let's put it that way.
Oh,
especially
God.
when
God
you pay
bless.
Pay Progressive.
Yes.
Millions of dollars or
roadside
seemingly millions.
Assistance is a cool cool thing.
It is.
Yeah.
And
all right. Well,
you probably
Brewers,
didn't have that 30 years ago. So
that's true. And if we did, it was $1 million for someone to come out.
Yeah.
It was tow truck charges and all that stuff.
And four hours later.
Could be. All right. Time to turn the page, even when the results are good. And the Brewers with an off day tomorrow, as the schedule has started to settle down just a little bit. This is a first leg of a 3-city journey on a 9-game road trip. But after the off day tomorrow, It's a great matchup. Brewers, let's see how the Mets stack up against the Brewers as they're in town into New York. Game one of a 3-game set. Who's pitching?
Adrian Hauser goes for the suddenly red-hot Milwaukee Brewers at 34-28. He's 3-6 with a 3.92 ERA. He's been up and down, I suppose. Mm-hmm. He's facing Chris Bassitt for the New York Mets, who are 39-22, Tim. Bassitt's 4-4 with a 4.35 ERA.
You know, the other New York team is no slouch either. I think coming in, they had 43 victories. They were pacing to win, what, 119, 119, 118 at this point? 43 victories already.
And they're hitting a ton of home runs.
I mean, we're 3 weeks from the halfway mark. They have 43. Think about that. I mean, you just double it now, it's an 86-win team right now, and we're not even to the middle part of June.
Yeah, the Yankees, 44-16.
44 wins right now. 88 if you double it. And let's see, 44, 50. We're 60 games. There's 100 games left.
Yeah. So they're on pace to win like 70 more, 72 more.
That's crazy.
I mean, roughly.
Crazy numbers. Well, Brewers got their hands full in the World Series against that team.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. You never know.
Yeah, I mean, baby steps. Let's win two in a row here.
Okay, let's do that. Let's focus in on Tuesday. All right, that's going to do it for us. First pitch, 6:10 on Tuesday. After the last pitch, you make the switch right here. Gene Wagner, Plumbing Post Game Show. We'll be talking some Brewers baseball on Tuesday night with you guys. For Mayor Mitch Ross, my name is Tim Allen. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll see you on Tuesday. And smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.